弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我相信弟兄姊妹有一个很好的感恩节。
I believe you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
今天早上当我醒来的时候，就听见这个外面声音很大。
This morning when I woke up, I hear a very big sound or noise outside.
我不是很确定下雨。
I'm not sure that it was raining.
但是呢，还是确定是下雨。
Then I found it out. It was raining.
那使我心里面呢有一个意念。
So then this idea coming into my heart.
这是一个这是一个象征。
This is a signal.
刚好是跟我今天念的这个经文有联系。
It's related to the Bible verses I'm going to be reading today.
这节经文告诉我们呢，一个人要受水和圣灵的洗。
This Bible verse tells us that a person is going to be baptized both with water and with the Holy Spirit.
所以这水是一种象征。
So the water signifies something.
所以当今天早上下雨的时候呢，我心里面感觉到这是一个象征，就是上帝的恩雨配降。或者是淋雨配降。
So when I really found out that it was raining, I believe it signified that the Holy Spirit raining coming down from God.
我们需要来思想这个水礼，这个洗礼到底意味着什么。
We need to come to think and meditate on the water baptism.
但如果我们想要明白洗礼的意义。那么历史上大概有一个人的讲法是很重要的。
If we want to come to understand the meaning of baptism, I believe we have to look to the teaching of our individual historically.
而这个人呢，他的名字叫约翰。
And his name is John.
但是呢，在我们的惯用的用法里面呢，就通常会再加一个什么 the Baptist， 就是施洗者约翰。
The John the Baptist.
意思是施洗者这个约翰的另外一个名字是施洗者。
Means that he's the one who baptized people.
我们需要听一听这个有施洗者外号的约翰，他告诉我们这个洗礼到底是什么。
So we need to listen to what John the Baptist teaches us about the meaning of baptism.
在基督徒中间常常有两种观点。
Among Christians, there are two common views.
一种呢是对这个洗礼有一种迷信的想法。
One is really about the superstition of baptism.
在教会历史上，它有一个名称叫做水礼重生论，就是说这个洗礼能够让人重生。
So that in the church history, for this concept, it means the baptism brings in our newborn life.
但是约翰告诉我们说，我给你们的是水洗，但是你们要受圣灵的洗。
But John warned us that the baptism he conducts is the baptism with water, but the Holy Spirit will conduct.
而那个洗礼不是他能给的。
And then the baptism with Holy Spirit cannot be conducted by John.
而是耶稣带来的。
It's going to be done by Jesus.
这里告诉我们，水洗不能够让人重生。
So it refers to, actually, it informs us that. The baptism with water is not going to bring newborn life.
而只有从圣灵生的才可以。
A newborn life is actually based upon the baptism with Holy Spirit.
或者也有认为呢，这个洗礼有一种难以言喻的能力。
Or some people suggest that baptism bears unimaginable power.
如果你呢一洗呢，那人就会变了。
As soon as being baptized, a people is transformed.
坏人会变成好人。
A person turned from a bad guy to a good man.
但我们知道事实上并不是这样。
But we know, in fact, that's not the case.
在洗礼的人中间。
Among the people who are baptized.
仍然有很不完全，有很多这个不好的这个生活。
The people who baptized still live incomplete life.
所以我们知道这个水礼并没有，并不是一个保证让我们有这种生命的更新。
So baptism with water does not bring in a guarantee for a newborn life.
所以这个圣灵的洗才是决定性的。
And then the determination is the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
另外一种人就认为，既然洗水洗什么也不起作用，那所以呢，不用洗礼。
Then there's another viewpoint that even though the effect of baptism with water is limited, then it's not even useful.
中国人所说的心诚，则可。
Well, it's like an old Chinese saying, if you have a sincere heart, that's enough.
只要你心里面有这种宗教的虔诚就可以了。
So if you have this religious thought in your heart, that will work.
所以我们不需要这些仪式。
So we don't need to pay attention to the rituals.
所以有一派人就反对这各种各样的仪式。
So then there's this school of thought really oppose any religious rituals.
但是呢，这种观点他忘记掉了两个很重要的事情。
But for this viewpoint, two important points are left out.
一就是基督教的传统。
One is about the Christian tradition.
包括耶稣自己都受了洗。
Including about the fact that Jesus Christ himself was baptized.
我们可能我们这个洗礼到底有多大作用，这是另外一个问题。但是如果连耶稣自己也洗礼，那就告诉我们，我们也需要接受洗礼。
Well, the effect of baptism might be debatable, but if you look at the fact that Jesus Christ was baptized, that's very clear.
而另外一个很重要的就是，仪式是一种见证。
The other important point is that ritual is a testimony.
是一个外在的，一个公开的，一个任性。
It's a public and external testimony.
而保罗所以就说心里面相信还要什么口里面承认。
So Paul suggests that it is with your heart that you believe, it is with your mouth that you confess.
你说我心里相信就可以了。
So you say that I believe that is with my heart.
但保罗说还不够，你还要口里承认。
Paul said that that's not enough. You have to with your mouth that you confess.
怎么口里承认？
How you can believe with your heart?
我就是透过洗礼这种公开的见证来宣告你口里承认。
Through a baptism which is a public acknowledgement.
所以你们看到这个，我会问洗礼者三个问题。
So you observe that I ask three questions to people baptized.
大家有没有听见他们口里承认了
？Have you heard that they orally confess or admit？
所以这就是他们要回答我信，就是一种口里的承认。
Because they have to reply to me means that they have with it is with their mouths they confess。
但是他们心里相信了没有？你们认为
？But do you know if they it is you know if they believe with their hearts？
啊
？Do you know？
不好说吧
It's hard to tell.
所以呢，我们知道啊，我相信他们是心里相信。
I believe that they believe with their hearts.
但是我们知道，那一个人是否心里相信，我们是没有100%的可以去肯定的。
So for the matter regarding believing with hearts, we really cannot judge from outside.
你知道跟这个受洗的人。的这个受洗之前跟他的这个一个小时的谈话对我来讲是一个很大的挑战。
Sometimes, having our conversation before the baptism with every person baptized is such challenge to me.
我没有兴趣了解他们的成长经历啊，生活细节。我是要辨认他们圣灵在他们身上的工作，这是一个艰难无比的工作。
I did not spend time on knowing their old history or their life experience, but to try to discern if Holy Spirit is working on them.
所以，每一个决定都是只能够说，上帝按照我所了解的，只能够按照这样来判断。
So I ask for God's help that every decision I'm making is based upon how I can understand the work of Holy Spirit.
但终极的判断只有神才能够做。
Then the ultimate decision is made by God.
那牧师会不会做错判断
？Then you ask the question: Can a pastor make a wrong decision?
这不是一个，这是一个伪问题。
This is really a fake question.
意思就是答案是非常非常肯定。
The answer is absolutely.
但是我们知道这个外在的洗礼仍然重要。
of course, we know baptism, even from an external point of view, is important.
我现在再问大家一个问题。
Now let me ask you another question.
有没有一个人是 他之前他 也不知道自己信不信，反正总之他在洗礼的那一刻，他突然他感受到上帝的恩典，他发现自己是个基督徒的。你们认为这有没有这个可能？
Now I'm asking you if a person is not clear about his or her faith, but suddenly come to a clear understanding during the baptism, do you believe this is possible?
你们认为有没有可能？啊、
do you think this is possible?
有这个可能。
Of course it's possible.、
啊、为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣礼也是蒙恩的管道之一。
Because the baptism it's a channel to the salvation.、
啊、可能你们可能会认为既然这样为什么我不给所有人都一个机会呢
so if it's so, why I don't give everybody an opportunity?、
但我们知道、神给我们、没有要我们去、做这种决定。
Of course, God does not teach us from the Bible to often make this kind of decision.
所以我们要来思想，约翰说，我给你们的这个洗礼是、只是水而已。
So let's return to、John the Baptist's teaching. The baptism is first with water.
但是另外一个他要给你圣灵，就是耶稣要圣灵给你们施洗。
Then he emphasized that the baptism with Holy Spirit is going to be done by Jesus Christ.
约翰在这里是预告耶稣作为弥赛亚的到来。
He actually predicted the coming of Messiah.
约翰在什么地方讲这个话？
How did, where did John say about this?
约翰是在旷野里面的里面在讲，他在旷野里面，在沙漠里面。
Yeah, he's in the desert actually when he was saying this.
为什么约翰要跑到旷野里面去传道？
Why he was in the desert to do his ministry?
这是很违反常识的。
This is against the common sense.
你们想一想，你们要如果有一天你要去做传道的话，你应该去哪里？你应该去纽约，去这个洛杉矶，对不对？
Think about now, if someday you want to become a minister, you want to go to Los Angeles or New York City.
或者芝加哥这种人多的地方。
Or Chicago, which is a very popular.
你要不要到这个北极或者南极去？
You don't want to go to the North Pole and the South Pole.
或者你要不要到这个 LA, 到这个 Las Vegas 的那个中间那个沙漠去？
Or you don't want to probably go to the desert between LA and Las Vegas.
一百迈都不看不到人家的。
You don't see even a home within 100 miles.
然后站在那里热得不得了，站在那里讲道。
Then you're standing in desert, hot to death, and then you're preaching.
你有哪有人有这么反常识的做法？
It's hard to imagine people do things like this against common sense.
我们常常认为只是啊，他讲的信息，其实约翰他不仅仅他讲的东西是一个人，他的这个生活就是一个信息。
Well, John is actually not by telling us, teaching us, it's a message. The life he lives is a message itself.
为什么他要在旷野里面去宣告弥赛亚的到来？
Why he's declared the coming of Messiah in the desert?
那这很多圣经研究者注意到，其实这里要让以色列人回忆他们在旷野的生活。
Because this is a try to remind Israeli think about their life in the desert.
让他们去盼望在先知书里面预言的新出埃及。
So then they can have this hope for the new prophecy like a new Exodus.
他们从前在埃及没有自由。
They did not have freedom in Egypt.
但摩西使他们出了埃及。
But Moses led them out of Egypt.
而现在他们在罗马人的手下没有自由。
Now they are under the control of Romans.
但是啊，这个耶稣来了，要叫他们得自由。
Now Jesus came to give them or to set them free.
这就叫新出埃及记。
This is called New Exodus.
但是在新约里面，这个做奴仆不再是一种政治性的概念。
Now in the New Testament, enslaving is not a political concept.
而是在律法之下。
It is a idea under God's law.
所以呢，这个以色列人他们的到这个旷野，就是要让他们知道上帝的那个新的那个出埃及的那个拯救者来到了。
So the Israeli are brought to the desert to come to understand the new salvation is coming from God.
你们从前在旷野里面不过接受的是律法。
So you, what you received in the desert in the past is only God's law.
但约翰宣告，如今你们将要得到的是圣灵。
Now the John the Baptist declared what you are receiving is Holy Spirit.
有一节经文很重要。
Let's read a very important
Bible. 大家可以看一看以赛亚书的63章第11节。
Let's turn Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, which verse?
11节。
Verse 11.
Verse 11.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 11.
我用中文念。那时他们想起古时的日子，摩西和他的百姓说，将百姓和牧养他全群的人从海里领上来的在哪里呢？将他的圣灵降在他们中间的在哪里呢？
Then his people recalled the days of old, the days of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them among the sea with the shepherd of his flock?Where is he who set his Holy Spirit among them?
这里面就是有跟新出埃及的这个盼望有关系。
So this is a hope about the new Exodus.
就是上帝要赐下圣灵。
God will set his Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣说：“你们犯罪，你们就是罪的奴仆。”
In the Gospel of John, John suggests that you're going to be slave for your sin.
而真理必要叫你们得自由。
Then The truth will set you free.
当真理的圣灵来了，他要把你们带进真理。
And then when the spirit of truth come, they will lead you into truth.
所以在这里是指到圣灵的到来，使他们脱离这种律法的捆绑。
So it talks about the arrival of Holy Spirit, then you are released from the bondage of.
所以在过去的出埃及里面不过是律法。
So in the old Exodus, it's all about.
不过是宗教的仪式。
It's all about religious tradition.
而现在取而代之的是圣灵。
Now instead, what it matter most?
所以约翰说，我给你们的不过是水而已。
So John the Baptist saying, what I'm giving you is just about water.
一个象征，一个宗教仪式。
Signifying a religious
ritual. 但耶稣带来的是圣灵。
But what Jesus Christ is bringing about is Holy Spirit.
而耶稣以圣灵施洗。
Christ, Jesus Christ baptized with Holy Spirit.
对，约翰也宣告了，他就是旧约先知书上所预言的。
Also declared by John the Baptist, this is a prophecy by the in the Old Testament.
在 the prophets 在先知书里面。
By the books of prophecy.
而在以赛亚书、以西结书和约珥书里面。
In the book of Isaiah, in the book of Exodus, and in the book of Joel.
在都预言的。那一个拯救者的到来，他将要赐给人类圣灵。
There are prophecies about the Redeemer of mankind who is going to bring about Holy Spirit.
而这个圣灵的降临是引进一个上帝的国度，在福音书里面就叫天国。
So the descending of Holy Spirit means the coming of God's kingdom.
约翰说：“我只是给你们一个宗教上的一个仪式和预备。”
So John.The Baptist emphasized that I'm just giving you baptism with water, signifying a religious.
但耶稣的到来要把你们带进一个属灵的国度。
Then the coming of Jesus Christ will bring in into the kingdom of God.
在这里面我们需要了解这个水里的象征，它象征在哪里
？So we have to come to further think about what really the baptism with water signify.
后来的教会。的洗礼呢，都形成一个传统。
Well, actually, for many church afterwards, it became a tradition for baptism.
基本上不再是到河里、到海里去洗，当然也有些教派要强调到海里、到河里，但基本上是不到河里面去。
In other words, many churches stopped the tradition of baptizing people in rivers and.
都有一个洗礼池。
They prepare actually a baptism pool.
今年我们有一个洗礼，对，今年有个额外的洗礼，在很少的人我有讲过，我们这个洗礼池大家知道像什么？大家有没有平常有没有注意到这个洗礼池像什么
？Like in my earlier preaching, I talked about actually our previous baptism I conducted. I talk about how the baptism pool looks like.
大家有没有记得这个洗礼池有听过吗？记得有
只有很少的人知道我们 what I said?
坟墓或者棺材。
It looks like a coffin.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
为什么我们洗礼比较强调，比方说把人浸到这个水里边？
Why we emphasize about immersion people in the water?
意思就是埋葬。
It means burying.
所以意思就是你的过去的你的那个旧的自己死了。
The past of you is buried.
你现在接受了一个新的生命。
Now you're receiving a new life.
所以你也知道这为什么很多受洗的人总是挣扎的不下去。
Now you know why some people during the baptism had a hard time to get immersed.
那所以这个洗礼的象征意思就是指这个我们的旧的过去了，现在进入一个全新的领域，全新的生命。
So baptism then signifies that your past is buried. Now you're entering into a new life.
但是在这里我们必须要区分啊，基督教的信仰讲到我们成为啊辞旧，我们辞旧迎新。
So now we have to further distinguish about this saying from the Christian.You say goodbye to your past and then welcome a new life.
但是呢，这绝对跟我们中文里面做的重新做人是完全是两回事。
It's different from what we thought. Just live like man again.
大家知道什么叫重新做人呢？
What does it mean just living like man again?
在大陆通常都是什么劳改犯啦、啊、什么的，说你以后要重新做人。
You already refer to criminals that you're really sort of trying to.Live another life after your sentence.
或者是某一些罪犯说的啊，上天如果再给我一次机会，我一定重新做人。
Or some criminals made a pledge to the heaven saying, if the heaven gives me another chance, I want to be a different person.
这里有一个本质上的区别。
There's a qualitative difference here.
一个呢，就是指的你的个人的愿望和立志。
One is about your personal will and your personal hope.
但基督教的信仰是指圣灵给了你一个新的生命。
But Christianity is about the Holy Spirit giving you a new life.
所以保罗说，若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人。
So Paul says that you are newborn life in Christ.
那 newborn, new creation.
New creation.
就是意思是指的你是一个重新被造出来的一个人。
Then you are a new creation.
意思就是圣灵带给你一个全新的生命。
In other words, the creation of Holy Spirit brings you a new life.
不是你自己立志改变。
It's not about your will and hope for changing yourself.
你成为新人是圣经里面所说的叫重生。
Becoming a new person is like a newborn life as suggested in the scripture.
但你知道这个生啊，就是不是你自己努力可以的。
So reborn does really depend on what you do.
没有人把自己生下来的。
There's no way that you
都是什么妈妈把你生下来。
There's no way that you can be born by yourself.
意思是指圣灵孕育了你。
Because your mom gave you birth. So here is Holy Spirit does the same.
那所以圣灵孕育了你，给了你新的生命。
So the Holy Spirit gives you the new life.
所以这个水只是一个象征。
So what the baptism with water is a signifier.
而象征我们在圣灵里面受洗。
It signifies that we.Baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但是我们需要思想，那么圣灵给我们生命的施洗带来了什么？
Then we need further to think about what the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit brings about.
这里有一个非常难 的问题。
There's a pretty difficult question.
就是什么是圣灵的洗？
So what is the baptism with the Holy Spirit?
这个现在已经有无数的书啊，找几百本都是很容易的。
There are tons of the books that talks about this topic.
所以我不会尝试用15分钟来解释这个问题。
I'm not going to give a shot to try to explain it in 15 minutes.
所以，但是我会解释圣灵的洗在对我们生命带来很重要的意义是什么。
But I really want to interpret the meaning that the baptism with Holy Spirit brings about.
我们必须承认，因为灵恩派今天的影响。
We have to recognize the influence of the charismatics movement.
导致我们教今天大部分的教会对圣灵有两个很极端的看法。
So then we came to this pretty extreme thoughts, two extreme thoughts about the Holy Spirit.
一种就是非常狂热的去追求圣灵的恩赐。
One is the frenzy about the pursuing the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的恩赐。
Pursuing the Holy Gift.
那比如说这个像一个很特别的像呢，医病啊、赶鬼啊，或者是说方言啊之类的。
Like healing, speaking tongues.
那是或者 cast out or demon.
And cast out the demon.
就把鬼赶出去。那然后呢？或者是一些其他的恩赐。
Or other spiritual gifts.
非常的狂热。
It's really extremely enthusiastic about.
而另外一种呢？ 无比的冷静,
On the other hand, it's just extremely
非常恐惧, 讨论到这个圣灵的问题。
It's be afraid of the Holy Spirit.
只要有人, 提起什么, 追求圣灵的事情呢, 这个就要被禁止。
So it's just kind of even like a taboo for talking about the pursuit of Holy Spirit.
无论你喜不喜欢, 今天灵恩派的带来的问题是没有一个基督徒能够回避的。
Well, no matter how you like this personally or not,
我在这里,
the question challenged by the charismatic is important.
我在这里首先要说我们公平地说,
let's try to address this fairly.
就是灵恩派对福音派教会的批评还是很有道理。
The criticism made by the charismatic to the evangelical, it's earnest.
灵恩派对福音派教会最主要的批评之一是说这个传统的教会缺少生命的气息和动力。
Well, one of the major criticisms made by the charismatic to the evangelical is about the lack of vitality and vigor.
有几个方面,
there manifest
一方面呢,
several fronts.
崇拜的时候死气沉沉,
one is about the worship.
所以,
it's really like that as a doornail.
所以有些传统教会就弄这个电声乐器。
So then some church decide to use electronic music instruments.
崇拜的时候加上舞蹈,
then they even have dancing accompany that loud music.
如果你认为电声乐队和舞蹈就能够带来生命的气息和活力, 那是大错特错。
It's a big mistake for you to believe that using electronic music instrument and dancing will bring the vitality of Christian life.
大家可以想象一件事情, 一个人心里面很安静跟死气沉沉是不是一件事情?
You need to think about that the difference between having a quiet heart and that and then sort of dismayed by dismayed like a dead person.
你们认为是不是一件事情?
Do you think they are the same thing?
那个台湾有个歌手唱了一首流行歌很好，叫什么？外表冷漠，内心狂热。
There's a popular song in Taiwan suggests that you need to be pretty cool outside, look from outside, but very, you know, enthusiastic from inside.
这个世界只有那些最激情、最有激情的人才能够安静、孤独的做那些专一的做那些工作。
It's hard to understand that for some people who is full of zeal inside.
如果你去看那些历史上那些伟大的人，那些蹦蹦跳跳的都没有什么作为的。
So if you see the great men in the history, those like really act like
都是那些看起来非常安静的，北京人叫很低调的。
So those acting out people are not a great man, but for those who have a quiet heart.
所以他的内心是充满热情和生命力的，但是这个跟 是不是要蹦蹦跳跳没有什么关系？
So they don't have to act out externally, but inside they have this.
第二个呢， 灵恩派认为这个福音派的教会缺少这种属灵追求的热情。
The other criticism is about the lack of zeal pursuing Holy Spirit.
很多灵恩派的信徒一年圣经读三遍以上，大有人在。
For many Christians from the charismatic, read through the Bible three times a year.
而福音派的信徒30年都没有念过一遍。
And for some Christian from evangelical, have not even read the entire Bible once in 30 years.
而很多灵恩派的人每天狂热的祷告好长的时间，灵恩派的人甚至忘记掉了祷告。不是，福音派的人。
So for stands from the charismatic, they pray many times a day, but for some evangelical people from evangelical church would not even pray once.
没有那种属灵追求的迫切。
So there's no emergency in this spiritual.
只是按部就班的宗教习惯。
Just leave our religious ritual.
但灵恩派的人认为第三个呢是缺少这种国度的意象。
The third criticism is about the lack of a vision of kingdom.
教会的人都是福音派的人什么得过且过自娱自乐。
So it's like for people from evangelical church, really just muddling through their lives and self-entertaining their lives.
没有向外拓展的意向。
They have no vision to expand their ministry.
第四，他认为福音派的人可能也很忙碌，有很多的事工，但是毫无能力，毫无果效。
The last criticism from the charismatic, it's about the ministry without power.
你们认为怎么认为？
How do you feel about this criticism?
我不隐藏我的观点，我喜欢他们的批评，我接受他们的批评。
I don't hide my view here. I accept the criticism from that.
但是我不接受他们的改革方式。
But I don't accept the approach of
the reform. 使得教会为了有生气就搞得混乱得不得了。
So just for being vigorated, so then you have to act out in some way.
为了表明他们事工有结果，所以用很多人的手段制造一个果效出来。
So to in order to show the result of ministry, they trying to make up many you know through man's way.
所以中国人说的一句话讲的很好，叫矫枉过正。
So it's like a old Chinese saying, it's overkill.
一个人呢一直的往左边跑，他走路的时候一直往左倾斜。
So it's like a person is walking, really leaning to the left side always.
然后有个人呢就使劲的拽，把他往这个右边拽。
Then another person tried to drag him back to the right.
如果两个人都使劲的话呢，刚好可能都走在中间。
So if both sides are really putting their full power, they probably this person is actually walk in the middle.
但通常不是这样。
But oftentimes that's not the case.
可能呢，这个本来在左边偏左的那个人，突然就变成偏右。
But the person who sort of leaned toward the left, then suddenly turned to leaning the right.
以赛亚说，圣灵的来到就是告诉我们，不要偏左，不要偏右，你要走在正路，走在中间。
The prophet Isaiah once said this, that the work of Holy Spirit will ensure you walk in the middle, not leaning to the left or neither the right.
我们首先需要思想的第一个就是圣灵带来的是对我们生命的转换。
So the first thing we need to meditate upon is this transformation from the Holy Spirit.
把我们生命中很多的苦毒、沮丧、胆怯、懦弱。
So it's just to turn the dismay, the timidness, and the cowardness.
而被圣灵里面的平安、喜乐那种力量和勇敢取代。
Into the peace, the braveness, and the strength.
圣灵对我们的更新最重要的是，好像我们从前如果是一个枯树，现在因为圣灵的重生，能够结果累累。
Our lives is like a dried up tree. Now, because of the work of Holy Spirit, we regenerate and become fruitful.
所以约翰说，我只是给你们一种外在的这种宗教的这个仪式。
So John the Baptist warned people that what I'm giving you is only a religious.
但耶稣来了，他所赐的圣灵要给你们一个从内而外的全然的更新。
When Jesus comes, then the Holy Spirit coming with him will renew your life.
所以基督教的信仰不是道德说教，而是信圣灵里的新生命。
So Christianity is not about homiletics.
因为时间关系，我讲第二个方面就是圣灵在圣经里面讲到是一种恩膏。
So because of we are running out of time, I'm going to brief talk about the anointing.
就什么恩膏是什么意思呢？
What does anointing mean?
在这个旧约圣经里面，三种人他们是受到这种膏力。
In the Old Testament, the three kinds of people are anointed.
一个是君王、祭司和先知。
King, priest, and prophet.
而基督就是被基督什么意思？基督就是受膏者的意思。
What does Christ mean? Christ means the anointed one.
所以我们看这个英文和中文，基督和 Christ 的，你不知道什么意思，对不对？
Well, when you read the Chinese version, the Bible Chinese version, you don't necessarily look into the difference between Jesus and Christ.
这个基督的这个字就是一个音译 ，Christ 也是音译。
Well, it's a really translation of, phonologically.
我顺便说一下，我们中文的音译比英文好多了。
I have to say that for the Chinese version, the translation phonologically kind of done a better job than the English translation.
比如说这个耶稣。
For instance, Jesus.
这个英文的 Jesus 跟希腊文原文的很不像的。
Jesus in English is quite different from Jesus.
所以这个希腊文叫耶稣。
In Greek, it sounds like Yesu.
耶稣，对，耶稣。所以中文叫耶稣很像吗？
But in Chinese, it's called 耶稣。
希腊文的基督叫 Christ， 我们中文叫做基督，还是有点像。
So in Greek, Christ is Christos.
所以呢，所以这个我们不知道什么意思。
So we don't necessarily understand the meaning of.
而这些讲希腊话的人翻译旧约里面这个基督这个概念的时候，他们就用希腊文 Christos， 意思就是指被上帝高的那一位。
So for those Greek who translate the Bible into Chinese version, use the Greek word Christos, meaning the anointed.
所以加尔文从这一点呢，他就特别阐释基督如何是君王、祭司和先知。
So then John. Carwin actually put in his interpretation of this, saying Jesus actually bears three roles as a king, a priest, and our prophet.
而近五百年来，这个是基督论里边、信仰里边最重要的三重职分的认识。
So this is a view on the triplex duty of Jesus in the last 500 years.
那么这个圣灵来到我们的身上。
So one, the Holy Spirit come upon us.
就是指对是旧约里面那个上帝，用那个膏来膏立这些职分的人。
It really means that the anointment done by God to those three kind of people, king, priest, and the prophet.
旧约的那些膏就是圣灵的象征。
So it signifies the anointment of Holy Spirit.
有很多的经文，但如果有写笔记的人，我就给你们《路加福音》的四章第一节。
Like if you're taking notes, I'm just giving you a few Bible verses you can read.
约翰一书的二章二十节和二十七节。
It's like the Luke, chapter 4, verse 1, and
First John.
First John chapter 2,
20 and 27.
27, 26.
那么在在这些经文里面告诉我们，圣灵就是恩膏临到基督徒的身上。
So it really talks about that the coming of Holy Spirit anointed.
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
就是指基督徒是被差遣的。
So it means that after you're anointed, you're sent.
基督徒是就像基督一样被上帝所立。
So Christians are sent like God sent His Son.Jesus Christ.
那么在这个世界里面去活出君王、祭司和先知的功用。
So you live in this world a testimony or and function in the function like a king, a priest, and a prophet.
大家知道君王是干什么
？What do you know what king usually does?
治理国家。
It just ran the country.
上帝用圣灵临到基督徒的身上，意思是每一个基督徒这是这世界的管理者。
So you are a minister of this world as a Christian when the Holy Spirit comes.
你要有主人的心态。
So you have to have a mindset of master.
所以当你看到这个世界被各种潮流主宰的时候
，When you see this world is really flow in a secular thoughts.
基督徒就应该知道自己是君王，上帝指派我们来管理这个世界。
The Christians should remind yourself you are a king sent by the God to rule over this world.
什么是祭司
？What is a priest？
这个中文这个翻译有点非常的这个误导，就是以为祭司天天就是献祭吃肉。
Well, the Chinese translation may be misleading, suggesting that.The priest is only doing the offering.
祭司是指上帝设立的专门教导律法的人。
Priest is really a specially designated teacher by God.
所以这个基督徒在这个世界上面就是什么？就是小孩子的师父，就是瞎眼的领路者。
So Christians are the teachers of children and the guide of people who are blind.
而圣经里面甚至讲到基督徒是君尊的祭司。
So even in the Bible, it talks about Christians are very honorable priests.
而什么叫君尊的祭司？
What are the honorable
kingship priest of kingship?
Kingship priest of kingship.
而是指那一些去教导国王的人。
It means those teacher who teaches kings.
你要知道吗？你们每一个人都有责任去教导那些世上的那些君王。
So we Christians have this duty to teach those kings in this world.
你要预备自己。
You have to prepare yourself.
在任何的一个机会里面，你要去活出祭司的身份。
In every opportunity being given, you need to live out life like a priest.
我有一个好朋友。
I have a good friend.
他是很天才的一个人。
Who is a very gifted.
然后他去中国去要念一个博士，他不是中国人，但念一个博士，念什么呢？念马克思主义。
He is not a Chinese, but he went to China to study about Marxism.
他是一个牧师。
He's a pastor.
他读了一年以后呢，他就跟我说他有点念不下去了。
After study about Marxism for a year, he could not continue.
他为什么要读马克思主义？
Why did he want to study about Marxism?
那个行动我非常感动。
But his act touched me.
然后他为什么要读马克思主义？一个传道， why did he want to study? 一个外国人啊，一个牧师，为什么跑到中国读马克思主义？
A foreigner who was our pastor went to China to study about Marxism.
他很平淡地看着我说，但是对我来讲是一个很大的挑战，很大的刺激。
He quietly answered my question.
他说，我的理想就是去中南海做牧师。
He said, my dream is to become a pastor in 中南海。
他说 ，Why not?
Why not?
他说我想要在中南海建一个教会。
He said, I want to set a church in 中南海, which is the central place for the Chinese government.
要那个时候还是江泽民，所以他说我要对着这些国家主席和总理讲道。
He said, well, at the time, Jiang Zemin was still the president of the country, and he said, I needed to preach to him.
我跟他开玩笑，我说你还是请我去比较好。
I was joking him by saying, you better invite me.
所以呢，他中文其实不太好。
His Chinese is not great.
所以，但是我们看到这里面有一个他的这个心智里面有一个很重要的，就是他有一种祭司的心态。
He has a dream that the dream.Of becoming a priest of kingship,
上帝律法的教导者。
So it's a teacher of God's law.
所以基督徒在世上，你读圣经、学习圣经，要跟你的读你的专业一样刻苦。
So for Christians who read the Bibles, you need read and study as hard as you're doing in your major.
圣经研究才是你的 first major.
So Bible study is your first major.
你其他的所有都是 minor.
So all the other professional major is the minor.
所以所以叫王冕一样，他的 education 就是 minor.
my education major actually is minor.
不过王冕还有一个 那我们知道基督徒是祭司。
So we know Christians need to be a priest.
而基督徒还是先知。
Then Christian also need to be prophet.
先知是干什么的？
What does a prophet do?
简单点说，先知就是骂人的。
Simply put,
什么看不顺眼啊，就骂。
A prophet just scold people.
我们知道今天这种基督徒在现今的时代、现今的社会里面实在太缺少。
I have to say that today you won't see many Christians act like a prophet.
我们不要忘了，我们有祭司的这种功用。
Don't forget that we do have this identity and function.
上帝用圣灵立我们去为在这个世界里面去讲话。
Through the anointment of Holy Spirit, that we should function like our prophet.
在这个邪恶的社会里面，指明他们的罪恶。
We point out the sin they conduct in this world.
要告诉他们上帝的审判。
Tell them the judgment from God.
要宣告耶稣基督的救恩。
Declaring the salvation of Jesus Christ.
是在不义的时代里面为上帝的正义说话。
So it's in a very unjust societal world to speak the justice of God.
圣灵临到我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes down.
是使我们上帝差遣我们。
When God sent us.
在这个世界里面去荣耀他。
to glorify him in this world.
我时间关系，我就在这一点上，我要讲最后一件事情。
The last point I'm going to make because we're running out of time.
你可能会很惊讶。
You will be amazed at that.
但是我要告诉你，这是千真万确，这是耶稣亲口告诉你的。
But this is what Jesus tells us directly.
耶稣说，我做的工作，你们以后也要做。
Jesus said that what I have been doing, you will be doing.
但是不仅如此，耶稣怎么说？你们做的比我还要大。
Not only that, what you will be doing is greater than what I have been
doing. 我想请所有的基督徒重新想一想这句话。
I want each every Christian to think about this deeply.
耶稣在世上做的事情，耶稣说你们要做，而且做的要比我更大，你能想象吗？
Jesus said that how you can possibly imagine, he said that what he has been doing, what you will be doing is greater than what he has done.
你能做比耶稣更大的事情。
Can you do something greater than what Jesus has done?
如果不是耶稣自己说的，你们一定认为我这个讲法是异端。
IfIt's not what Jesus said himself. You would thinking what I'm saying is a heresy.
耶稣就是这么讲。
But actually, Jesus said.
耶稣自己做事是因为圣灵在他的身上。
Jesus has done many things because of Holy Spirit.
但这个圣灵他也在基督徒的身上。
But we have to remember that Holy Spirit dwell in us.
那么我们要来想想，我们在哪一些方面我们可能。对，超过耶稣基督的工作。
So now we have to think about what are the things that we can possibly do surpassing what Jesus has done.
而我们看到在啊，在这个圣灵的来到。
Now we come to understand the coming of Holy Spirit.
教会被建立。
Church are built.
这是基督没有做的工作。
This were not done by Christ, Jesus Christ himself.
所以基督徒要在我们的心里面要有一个非常。非常重要的意念就是每建立一个教会，这就是圣灵在基督徒的身上做比基督更大的事情。
So for every church Christians build, you have to think about that's what Jesus suggests in his saying that you're doing things greater than what he has done.
那个教会的大小。
No matter the size of church.
我最近在脑子里面一直在想的就是这个建立教会的事情。
I have been meditating recently a lot on the building of church.
我没有做非常详细深入的这个 research.
I have not done really thorough research on the topic.
但是我们知道，我们神把我们教会放在这个地方，我们需要去建立更多的教会。
But you have to think about when God positioned us in this place, we have to have this vision of going out build more churches.
我们想一想往南。
We think about going south.
我们从这个这往南一点的 Carpinteria, 然后到这个Ventura.
So we can think about going south up to Carpinteria or Ventura.
都没有华人的教会。
There's really no Chinese church.
而如果我们往北
，If we're going north,
到这个Santa Maria, 或者 Santa Maria,
up to the point of Santa Maria,
到这个 Five Cities.
Up to five cities.
然后到这个 San Luis Obispo.
Up to slow.
还有漫长的荒芜的加州中部。
They're really the middle California region.
一直到那个被认为很可怕的城市，这个 King City.
To even further to King City.
还有更可怕的加州最多监狱的地方，Salinas.
Even to Salinas, where it's full of prison.
你知道最长溜的。华人教会几乎没有，中间就是我们Santa Barbara一个在这里。
For all of the areas that I mentioned, there's really no Chinese church.
我们，你们能想象我们将来在这些地方去开教会吗？
Have you ever thought about starting a church in those areas?
你说我们自己都顾不上。
You're saying, well, we're just so busy about what we could do here.
Do great things.
So he said, 做比耶稣更做过更大的事情。
所以就是耶稣应许的，我们圣灵的来到是教会被建立。
So it's like the promise made by Jesus that the coming of Holy Spirit will build the church.
为什么我们不能够认为那在这些地方是神所这些未得之地是神要交给我们的
？Why is not that those unacquired lands are the task that God has entrust us to do.
我最近在想。
I've been really thinking
about this. 我们在这个UCLA 在South California. 然后这个加州理工大学。
In Southern California area, thinking about universities like UCLA and Caltech.
都有很多中国的学生。
There are so many Chinese students.
但是没有在校方，比如说注册的比较正式的这样的华人基督徒团体。
But there's no really registered a campus fellowship, you know, in those universities.
我们为什么不在那边去开始？
Why we were not thinking about helping them start some ministry?
我们为什么不可以在那些大学比较中间的地方，我们可以去为一个学生专门建立一个教会？
Why not we set up a church in between for those areas that there's no Chinese fellowship church?
耶稣说圣灵的来到。
Jesus said that coming of
Holy Spirit. 你们要做比我更大的事情。
You will be doing the greater things than what I have
done. 这件事情就是建立教会。
So the one of those things is about building church.
谢谢，对 ，one of the 对。那所以呢，我们知道神把这个交托给我们。
So God has entrusted this to us.
因为时间关系，马上结束。那另外一个就是耶稣的门徒，他们写下了新约的著作。
So I conclude with this point that the disciples of Jesus have written many writings in the New Testament.
这是耶稣所没有做过的。
This is not done by Jesus.
所以，但是在今天来讲，在我特别再强调一次，在教会历史里面，一直都是很注重文字工作的。
Today I have to emphasize. I couldn't emphasize more that the emphasis on writing or literature about scripture is very important.
所以基督徒好好的写书。
So writing books by Christians.
你知道这是圣灵在我们身上一个的托付。
This is another commitment asked by Holy Spirit.
你说你不能写书。
If you said no, I'm not capable of writing a book.
那你就好好发 Facebook。
Then you just put a message in Facebook.
不要faith only.
Not faith only.
Book also.
Yeah, but you have to post actually a book.
所以呢，不是只是在那里，只是天天吃什么，在这里就天天吃什么。
It's not only
posting, 天天到哪玩。
Not only posting photos or saying about what you eat, where you travel.
更多福音的信息。
More message about
更多圣经的神学的信息。
More message from theology.
这些文字的工作，你知道这是神在我们是给我们这种使命。
So the mystery about writing and literature is also a mission from God.
留下你能给予那些有意义的文字，这是超过耶稣的工作。
So try to leaving something in writing as your legacy.Is you're doing something greater than what Jesus has done.
最后一个就是福音传遍世界。
At last, the spread of gospel worldwide.
耶稣一生的路程是很有限的，虽然他跑来跑去几个地方。
The journey Jesus has traveled is still limited.
但是福音传遍是耶稣的门徒开始。
But the spread of the gospel was done by his disciples.
但今天还没有完成。
But today is not finished yet.
今天上帝把这个使命透过圣灵浇灌已经差遣了我们。
Through Holy Spirit, God has given this mission to us.
所以我们做基督徒受圣灵的洗的意思是被差遣往世界各地。
So what it really means about the baptism of His Holy Spirit is we Christians are sent by God.
愿上帝能够赐福给我们。
May God continue to bless us.
我们透过水的洗礼的象征。
Through the baptism with water,
我们有一个内在生命的更新。
We have a reformed life.
是从圣灵的洗来的。
Coming from Holy Spirit.
圣灵的洗告诉我们，我们是被差遣的。
Baptism with Holy Spirit.
去在这个世界里面去荣耀上帝。
We go and glorify God in this world.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the thanks to you.
使我们能够每年让我们在我们中间有人愿意来归入你的名下，接受洗礼。
So every year we see brothers and sisters that are willing to come among us.
我们将这一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give all of the praises and praise to you.
愿主你自己能够赐福几位刚受洗的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you bless the new brothers and sisters who just baptized.
你的圣灵在他们身上有由内而外的更新。
Your Holy Spirit do that wonderful.Work of reforming them.
你差遣他们在无论往哪里去荣耀你，去彰显你救恩的荣美。
You send them wherever they go to glorify you.
去显明你圣灵同在的大能。
To signify the presence of the Holy Spirit.
愿主你赐福这个教会。
Lord, may you continue to bless this church.
能够活出你的差遣。
They can live off a testimony of your.
也能够成为一个差遣的教会。
And become a church that is sending ministry.
主让我们每一个人能够重新思想圣灵。
So we often we should spend time to meditate on Holy
Spirit. 来点燃我们的心。
Lightening up our hearts.
使我们能够火热的来爱你。
So we can love you with this enthusiasm.
使我们这基督徒的生活充满的生命力。
So our Christian life is full of vigor and vitality.
能够在这一个世俗的潮流中间，能够来见证你的圣典。
In this secular world, that we can be a testimony of your holy and just.
表明我们身上有你圣灵的印记。
So we can become a mark or seal with your Holy Spirit.
主，你看顾我们每一个人。
God, may you protect us.
能够领受从你自己圣灵而来的灵与的浇灌。
So we can receive the rain from your Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.